Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, some that rain heavy in the upper 70s. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, lower 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, we'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the upper 50s. For Saturday, sunny, isolated storms in the afternoon, temperatures in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 73.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst calling on the EPA to make E15 available at every U.S. gas pump. Specifically, she calls on EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler to certify biofuel infrastructure for E15 and remove unnecessary labeling, which will increase consumer access to E15. In a letter to Wheeler, Ernst said you must act now to initiate a rulemaking process and follow through on the agreement to provide certainty to farmers, citing the COVID-19 pandemic losses. In May, Ernst led a bipartisan effort urging the Trump administration to uphold the renewable fuel standard and reject requests from the RFS be waived. Ernst currently pressing the White House to support the biofuel industry through coronavirus relief. The oil industry expectedly disagrees with the American fuel and petrochemical manufacturers, claiming EPA could mandate the full 15 billion gallons with zero small refiner exemptions, and the fuel supply would still only be able to accommodate about 14.3 billion gallons of ethanol. Well, Joe Biden's presidential campaign has released his plan for rural America. It says Biden will pursue a rural economic development strategy that partners with rural communities to invest their unique assets. The plan's goal is to give young folks more options to live, work, and raise the next generation in rural America. The plan also seeks to pursue a trade policy that works for American farmers. It includes standing up to China to negotiate the strongest possible position. Biden also plans to support beginning farmers by expanding the Obama administration's microloan program for new and beginning farmers. Biden also wants to partner with farmers to make American agriculture first in the world to achieve net zero emissions, giving farmers new sources of income in the process. Biden's plan also calls for promoting ethanol, including investing $400 billion in clean energy research. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
What would make Kris Kobach lose another election like he did 2 years ago? Let's see. Kobach has strong ties to white nationalists, hiring them and taking thousands in campaign donations. Kobach was pro-abortion before he was against it. Kobach actually said, quote, "I support a woman's right to choose an abortion in most circumstances." Now he says he's pro-life? And Kris Kobach was even passed over for a job in President Trump's cabinet after Kobach insisted on 24/7 access to a private government jet. No wonder national Democrats are spending millions to help Kris Kobach win the Republican primary. They know a proven loser when they see one. White nationalist ties, pro-abortion, passed over by Trump, favored by Democrats. Say no to Kris Kobach and the Democrats. Plains Pack, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.plainspack.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, many individuals have had to cancel or reschedule their vacations for the summertime, and a lot of family and business traveling has been put on hold. But now that numbers have started to decrease a little bit, more individuals have been looking at vacations for the fall.
I do think a lot of people are just sticking closer to home for sure. We're trying to focus on trips that would be happening later this year. A lot of Christmas bookings, Thanksgiving bookings, that's primarily what we've been doing lately.
That was Kim Cook, the owner of Love to Travel on KSN News. In other news, talking about things to do, most county fairs have been canceled throughout the state of Kansas due to COVID-19, but KWCH News reports that the Harvey County Fair is set to start this weekend. The Harvey County Fair Association said it will look a little bit different with mandatory mask wearing and 4-H and FFA events being held virtually, but the Demolition Derby is set and the youth livestock shows are a go, but will be closed to the public. Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. Kitty Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, That's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
A 51-year-old Topeka man has been charged with unintentional but reckless second-degree murder and other counts for a June crash that killed a motorcyclist. The Capital Journal reports that Tommy Lynn Sherrill Sr. was charged on Tuesday in the June 30th crash that led to the death of 26-year-old motorcyclist Dylan J. Hernandez. Hernandez died on July 11th to complications from massive head trauma suffered when his motorcycle collided with a building at Topeka's Municipal Airport. Prosecutors say an investigation showed a truck was involved in causing the crash and that Sherrill had been driving the truck. Sherrill was arrested on July 22nd and is being held on a $1 million bond. And two U.S. representatives have introduced legislation that would ban greyhound racing in the U.S. The bill introduced yesterday came after a group had fought against dog racing, said it had video showing greyhounds being trained with live rabbits in at least three Midwestern states. The group Grey2K USA sent videos of live lure training to officials in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, where it says an animal rights investigator shot the footage last year. Mid-America Network News.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle. And for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska schools are still scrambling to set attendance and safety policies in the wake of a global pandemic, with the start of the new school year less than a month away. Westside Community Schools in Omaha announced this week that students will attend in-person classes only part of the week, while distance learning from home the rest of the week. Other schools, such as Papillion-La Vista Community Schools, plan a full reopening of schools. Yesterday's state health numbers showed coronavirus cases continued to rise. Nebraska has now seen more than 25,000 confirmed cases and 321 COVID-19 deaths. A proposal to outlaw a common second trimester abortion procedure has hit a snag in the Nebraska legislature, leaving its prospects unclear. Opponents used a filibuster to keep the measure from coming to a vote yesterday after the allotted 3 hours of debate. Supporters now have to show they have a supermajority of support to overcome the filibuster. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years' experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Additional significant rains midday Wednesday brought widespread 2 to 3 inch accumulations, with nearly 5 inches reported south of Summerfield and some 6 inches north of Waterville. Numerous roads were flooded with ground already saturated from additional recent rains. Flash flood warnings were posted for much of northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Those flood advisories continue with additional rain possible Thursday, likely tapering off into Friday. The Big Blue River at Marysville had topped 27 feet earlier in the week after heavy weekend rains and will likely rise above 33 feet near the 35-foot flood stage late today with minor flooding possible. Still another positive test for COVID-19 in Marshall County announced Wednesday brings the number of active cases to 2, with 6 recoveries among 8 total so far.
Recently, the U.S. Highway 36 Association named Bill Philippi their new president. Bill talks about what the association is and does.
The U.S. 36 Highway Association is an organization formed actually in Kansas over 107 years ago. U.S. 36 was then the fastest route from Indianapolis to Denver, and so that's what precipitated this good highway. Today's era, I look at it as the Chamber of Commerce for all the counties on the northern border of Kansas.
Philippi also talked about what his duties are as president.
As president, my duties are to try to interest people in using U.S. 36 more. You know, a lot of people use I-80 in Nebraska and I-70 in Kansas. However, U.S. 36 is still a really good highway. There's a town in every 30 miles, and there's a lot to see and do. This is basically one of Kansas' main streets, east-west across Kansas.
And how do you get people to use Highway 36?
We try to encourage people to travel U.S. 36, and there's different ways of doing that. One of them is to have, like, the garage sale that we always have in September. And we're going to do a few more things like that, hopefully encourage people to come up here and see what we have in our counties up along on the northern border of Kansas.
Philippi talked about why the Highway 36 Association is important.
One of the main reasons I want people up here on U.S. 36 is to keep these communities viable. All the communities up here have something to offer different people, and just be amazed as you travel across U.S. 36, which is really a good highway in Kansas, and we can stop and socialize and use businesses in each of those communities, and that's the name of the game up here, to keep us all up here alive and viable as a community.
Philippi talked about why he felt he was named the new president.
I've been a member of the board for maybe 6 or 7 years, had some different experiences with other boards, and I think the members of this board saw me as being a new leader and going in a more positive direction. I'm not going to say we hadn't been positive, but we've been kind of stagnant for the last few years, and we just need to be motivated to move forward.
And how long does Philippi plan on being president?
They have elections every year, but the last guy was president for maybe 3 years, and before that it was 3 or 4, and then there was one that was president for maybe 15. I don't anticipate doing that.
A list of attractions and events on Highway 36 can be found on the association's Facebook page and their website, ushwy36.com.
Lynn J. Runnebaum, age 52, of Axtell, passed away July 20th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8, at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Lynn Runnebaum of Axtell. Doris E. Richardson, age 96, formerly of the Summerfield area, passed away at Mesa, Arizona, July 21st. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment at the Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Doris Richardson. Julia R. Root, age 89, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation at the church from 9 to 11, preceding service Saturday. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Julia Root.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank & Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank & Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a sizzling summer sale at Elsie Grace's in Frankfurt. Now through the end of July, save 25% on select clothing, purses, pillows, florals, and stepping stones. Plus, buy one, get one half off necklace sets. Grab some ice cream to cool down and enjoy the hot deals at Elsie Grace's. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
Planning an ag building or bin construction? Build right from the ground up with concrete pads from Inline Construction. Add an approach for your commercial or ag building for added functionality. They also do basement and foundations, plus retaining walls, driveways, patio, and sidewalks. Call for a quote today, Inline Construction, at 562-5525.
Hello, I am State Representative Don Heineman. I am supporting John Unger's candidacy for the Kansas House of Representatives because I believe he is the best candidate to represent the 106th District in Topeka. During my time as Kansas House Majority Leader, I always appreciated those members who diligently study the issues. I appreciated members who have deep roots in their community. You can be assured that when he gets there, he will not be beholden to well-funded special interest groups because he knows he doesn't represent them. Instead, he will answer to you.
Paid for by John L. Unger for State Representative Kathleen M. Unger Treasure.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a frontal boundary across the central into the east central parts of the Midwest that will continue to push off towards the east southeast, but we're still going to see on again, off again showers and thunderstorms for today and into tonight. Some of that rain could be heavy at times. Otherwise, quiet weather for tomorrow into the weekend, just isolated chances of storms on Saturday. Otherwise, we'll continue with mild temperatures in the upper 70s, lower 80s. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Like I said, some of that rain heavy, cloudy in the upper 70s. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, we'll have a blend of clouds and sun. We'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, upper 50s. For Saturday, sunny, isolated storms in the afternoon, lower 80s. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, temps at 59 degrees. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living.
Average high temperature late July 87, recent record high 101 in 1999. The average low 65 and a record low of 56 set in 2009. Sunset this evening 8:41, sunrise in the morning at 6:24. We were at another 2.5 inches of rain that fell midday Wednesday here at the studios in Marysville.
Would you be willing to turn over gardening chores to a robot? That option may not be as far off as you think. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 30th, the 212th day of the year. Auto manufacturer Henry Ford was born on this day, and in 1956, Congress approved adoption of our national motto, In God We Trust. Large farming operations have all kinds of automated and robotic equipment tending their crops. It's only a matter of time until those tools become feasible for small growers and backyard gardeners. A European company has developed a small weeding robot intended for personal use. Made from an electric wheelchair motor and open source software, the roving machine patrols garden rows and eliminates weeds with its robotic arm. Estimated cost right now is around $5,000. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Wichita Wind Surge announced the death of the team's majority owner and general partner, Lou Swetchheimer, due to complications of COVID-19. The team said he died yesterday afternoon from the disease caused by the novel coronavirus. He was 62. The news comes a day after Major League Baseball suspended the Miami Marlins season through Sunday after a total of 15 players tested positive for the virus. The Wind Surge, a AAA affiliate to the Marlins. The team said Swetchheimer was the driving force behind the return of affiliated baseball to Wichita and the construction of Riverfront Stadium. Jacoby Jones hit a tie-breaking solo homer in the seventh inning, and Detroit's bullpen came through again in a 5-4 victory over the Kansas City Royals. A night after pitching six scoreless innings in a win over the Royals, the Tigers' relievers blanked Kansas City for four. Detroit rallied from a 4-0 deficit thanks in part to Jones, who doubled twice before connecting off Ian Kennedy for his third homer of the year. Mid-America Network Sports.
Midwest Kia is out to make your summer a whole lot better during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Get up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering you up to $1,500 in trade-in assistance. Get $1,500 more. Plus, during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event, we want to buy your car. We'll buy your car. It's Midwest Kia's Summer Sales Event going on now with up to $8,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got better at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and approved credits. Not all customers qualify. Trade must be year 2000 or newer. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima, Zola, and Stinger. UK and Local 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540. MSRP 32805. Expired July 31st, 2020.
You do the best you can with what you've got to work with, and Major League Baseball has come up with a patchwork schedule for the remainder of the week due to a coronavirus outbreak that sickened half of the Miami Marlins team. Correspondent Andy Scholes says the team the Marlins last played, the Philadelphia Phillies, seemed to be okay.
No one on that team tested positive, but MLB postponed their games until Friday just to be safe. And since the already shortened schedule was quickly becoming a mess in order to add flexibility down the line, the Yankees, who were supposed to play the Phillies, will now travel to play the Orioles, who were supposed to be playing the Marlins.
And from the diamond to the gridiron, running back Damian Williams, now the second Chiefs player to opt out of the 2020 NFL season amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Chiefs general manager Brett Veach said yesterday, the organization understands and respects Damian's choice, knowing it was made in the best interest of his family. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Afraid to overpay? Switch to U.S. Cellular and get a free Samsung Galaxy S25G, plus no activation fees. U.S. Cellular. New smartphone service plan, new line, port in, credit approval, qualified trade-in, qualified smartphone purchase, DP plus required, and comes via monthly bill credit on a 30-month RIC. Taxes, fees, and terms apply. 5G not available in all areas. 5G coming in parts of Iowa and Wisconsin in 2020. See associate for details.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in a new approach, one that puts you first. Visit 517 Broadway in Marysville. Choose fair.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
The weather is finally warming up, and the changes of the seasons will get us all thinking about fun adventures and projects. Are you going to add to your home or remodel a room? Are you in the market for buying a boat, RV, motorcycle, or utility-type vehicle? Farmers, are you going to buy livestock, equipment, or build new structures? Are your current policies adequate for your plans, and will they take care of what is important to you? Give the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance a call. We can assist you with your questions or offer you coverage options. Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Surprise visitors and passersby with the crocus-like flowers of colchicum in the late summer and fall garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Colchicums, also known as autumn crocus, grow leaves for 6 to 8 weeks in the spring. The leaves die back, and just the lavender pink flowers appear in the late summer or early fall. Hardy in zones 4 to 8, they grow best in full sun or partial shade. Plant them where the declining leaves won't detract from your spring garden's beauty, yet the 6 to 8 inch tall flowers are visible in fall. Plant them among ground covers or spring blooming perennials for added late season color. Or mask the foliage with spring planted annuals that blend nicely with the fall flowers. Purchase and plant the bulbs in late summer or early fall as soon as they're available. Watch for flowers the first fall and leaves the following spring. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We've heard of endangered species, but the name of David Storr is Endangered Pieces. He considers most of what he has to be rare and unique. The story of what he has to sell and how he acquired it is quite a tale, and it's next on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
David Rosberg has a unique store in Maui, Hawaii called Endangered Pieces.
I started 55 years ago in Lake Tahoe. I had a store there called the Antique Freak, but mushroomed into having 5 stores and 7 warehouses. We don't just do antiques. We do exotic building materials from the rich and famous.
Interestingly, David owes some of his success to leaving the place where he began.
I was a compulsive gambler. And if I didn't get out of there, I would have been homeless because I was about to lose every penny I had in the 23 years I lived in Lake Tahoe. And Maui happened to be one of the few places in the United States that did not have gambling.
He has specialized in purchasing the estates of the rich and famous. In many cases, he has non-disclosure agreements that cannot share the names. But what he can is the man we know as Gomer Pyle.
Jim Nabors' estate, he had a home in Maui, he had a home in Diamond Head, and I acquired a good portion of those houses, of his furniture, his Lalique crystal. He had a clown collection with 100 clowns, and I have got all his clowns, which I've actually sold most of them.
He often purchases an entire estate at one time. That means he winds up with lots of cool, expensive items, as well as the other stuff that is not worth a whole lot, household items that he often donates. There's one type of item, though, he finds a lot.
I probably have 5,000 pieces of art, because every estate you go to, there's always dozens of art in their walls.
So what are some of the most unique and expensive items in his store? We'll take a look at those next time as we travel the countryside. In Maui, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household auction with tools, furniture, household items, and collectibles for Ella Marie Talbot Saturday, August 1st. Sale begins at 9:30 at 1000 North 8th Street in Marysville. Selling toolboxes, a small rolling toolbox, router, electrical reciprocal saw. Collectibles include a restored 100-year-old horse-drawn sleigh, wrought iron baby bed, Seth Thomas mantel clock. Appliances and furniture include an upright 14-foot freezer, a 15-foot refrigerator, mini refrigerator, Lazy Boy recliner, reclining love seat, glide rocker, chest of drawers, 3-piece blonde mid-century bedroom set, Wurlitzer piano, other kitchen items, and miscellaneous. This auction for Ella Marie Talbot Saturday, August 1st begins at 9:30 at 1000 North 8th Street in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers. There will be an auction of tools, primitives, and collectibles for Louise, Mrs. Bill Dierking, and family Saturday, August 1st, beginning at 9 a.m. at 404 South Hollenberg in Hanover. Selling an electric snowblower, 10-inch radial arm saw, a cutoff saw, scroll saw, air compressor, a lawn aerator, sewing machines, air rifle, 8-gallon crock, 2-gallon churn, old radios, some tools and miscellaneous, many woodworking tools, primitives, and antiques. The Dierkings collected antiques, especially primitives, for many years. This auction Saturday, August 1st, begins at 9 a.m. at 404 South Hollenberg Street in Hanover. Complete sale listing online at BachRealtyAuction.com. Bach Realty and Auction will be the auctioneers.
It's frustrating when you're ready to harvest sweet corn and find some animal has beaten you to it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Learn the damage signs so you can pinpoint the culprit as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
It's no secret that farmers work their tails off. Heck, you're probably working right now. So here's a little work-related advice from Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. It even extends the life of your injectors and injector pumps. Typical number 2 diesel? That's for hobby farmers. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Birds, deer, raccoons, squirrels, even black bears will help themselves to your sweet corn patch, usually right before you're ready to harvest. But how do you know what critter is eating it? Becky McPeak is an extension wildlife expert at the University of Arkansas. She says the first thing to do is look for animal tracks on the ground. Obviously, birds aren't going to leave tracks, but there are telltale signs that they've flown in for a meal.
Compared to these other species, the corn stalks are not knocked over. You'll find that the corn cobs have kind of a, what we call a firecracker look. It looks like the birds have pecked some of those missing kernels, damaged some of those missing kernels. And, of course, the husks themselves are shredded open so that the birds can get access to those corn cobs.
Deer will bite off the tip of the cob. They can also take the entire corn cob in their mouth and run off into the woods with it. Raccoons will knock over the stalks in a variety of different directions, and the husks will be stripped off the cob. Squirrels are messy, and you'll find scattered pieces of corn all over the ground. All of the four-legged varmints, except for bears, will typically eat corn on the perimeter of the patch. Bears go for the middle of the field and knock down stalks at the base. Most of the corn will stay uneaten on the cobs. Electric fences, noises, and scarecrows are tactics to keep the animals out. But McPeak says there's another option you might not have thought about, duct tape.
If you just have a really small patch, you might consider going to each ear of corn and using some duct tape and kind of wrap it around the corn husk and around your stalk so that it makes it difficult for the raccoon or for the deer to strip that husk off of your stalk.
Learn more about critters in the sweet corn and what to do about it at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
have a moment when you've been stopped in your tracks by a statistic? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. Consider this. If you have a roof over your head, a meal on your table, you are richer than 93% of the world's population. And if you have just one pair of shoes, you have more than 75% of the people on Earth. For me, these numbers really put things into perspective. Most of us have such material wealth, a home, a full pantry, a closet full of shoes, yet we often forget to be grateful for what we have. God says He will provide for all the things we need, but He also asks us to be humble and share what we have with others. So praise God for all He has provided, and be generous with your time, your talent, and your treasures. Doing so will help you live a life filled with contentment, confidence, and generosity. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
Raising soybeans in Brazil, a farmer who does that in a large way today on Farm to Fork.
As farmers and applicators are making pesticide applications this season, the Growing Matters Coalition encourages them to be cognizant of pollinators' visitation habits. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Bees and other insect pollinators are most at risk from pesticides when they're applied to crops or plants while they are blooming. Before applying pesticides, farmers and applicators should be aware of the crop's bloom stage and pollinator attractiveness. To avoid exposing insect pollinators to pesticides, farmers and applicators should strictly observe the application timing on the label relative to the blooming stage of the crop as well as other plants in the area.
If you'd like more information on the Be Sure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
Soybean farms tend to be rather large in the Brazilian state of Mato Grosso. Chris Ward operates one of them. Ward came there from New Zealand more than 30 years ago. And as you'll hear, he still has his down under accent.
When I first started growing in this part of the world, our family could live off 300 hectares or 800 acres of soybeans. Now, a good-sized soybean farmer needs to be planting 1,500 to 2,000 hectares, which is 3,500 acres of soybeans, to have the same take-home pay. So we've seen that all the development, technology, and efficiency has really gone into the consumer and the traders and not to the farm gate.
Ward says one has to farm big in Mato Grosso to make a living at it.
Primary producers the world over are always fighting for survival. And over the last 40 years that I've been a farmer, what have you seen? Technology has produced a lot more production, but the final take-home pay has only come through scale and not through your work and effort. So the end of the day, you don't determine what you make.
Ward believes farmers in Brazil share many of the challenges faced by farmers around the world. And he'll talk about that in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY. Good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Tim Spank, with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and United States Custom Harvesters. Once again, we check up with Ryan Hafner with High Plains Harvesting. As Ryan, let's just take a quick recap of things. I know you guys finished up through Nebraska and Kansas, as well as northeastern Colorado here just recently. So where are you guys at now, and how were the last couple of weeks of harvest for you?
It's been a week and a half ago, I suppose. We had a quick stop in northeast Colorado, and then half the crew was in the panhandle of Nebraska. And northeast Colorado was really poor, super low yield, 20s, hail, drought, sawfly, just not good in that area at all. Nebraska was 40 to 50 bushel an acre, decent test weight. Pretty decent crop there, not a ton of acres, a lot of dry land corn in that area too, but a reasonable wheat crop there. Got moved out of there, made the big move up to southern Montana in the Billings area. Got started just a little over a week ago and have cut every day. Had good weather, reasonable crops, and just been going pretty good up here.
We will check in with you guys once again. Again, with High Plains Harvesting, that is Ryan Hafner checking in with his crews up there in South Central Montana as the 2020 summer harvest continues. Mid-America Ag Network's coverage of the 2020 summer harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and United States Custom Harvesters. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete...
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. Respect for human life from the moment of conception to the moment of natural death is the paramount issue of our time. Without life, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people becomes irrelevant. As your representative in the Kansas legislature, I will fight for the weak and vulnerable of our society. Thank you for your vote in the August 4th primary. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House, District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. An extensive review by the American Farm Bureau concludes with recommended changes to the federal milk marketing orders. Michael Clements shares what Farm Bureau members recommend to improve that program.
The American Farm Bureau Federation released its final report on priorities for milk pricing reform, calling for more democracy and a more equitable program for dairy farmers. AFBF Chief Economist John Newton says the policy recommendations follow a year-long review by a Farm Bureau working group.
Our voting delegates this past January adopted many of those policies, including giving farmers an opportunity to cast an individual and confidential ballot, improving the price discovery and milk pricing formulas, improved risk sharing between processors and dairy farmers, and then more uniformity in how milk pricing and pooling provisions operate around the 10 federal milk marketing orders.
Newton says a number of challenges, including those related to COVID-19, highlight the need for reforms.
We've got cheese prices that have more than doubled in the past month and a half, where fluid milk prices remain depressed. We've got mass depooling of milk across the country and record large deductions from farmers' milk checks, and that all points to the need to thoroughly review milk pricing rules and think about how we can modernize federal milk marketing orders to today's dairy economy.
Outside of the 2018 Farm Bill, the program has not undergone substantial change in almost two decades. Newton says dairy farmers should be allowed to directly vote on FMMO reforms.
It's just getting dairy farmers a seat at the table, making sure that they have an opportunity to cast an individual ballot during a federal milk marketing order referendum. These federal orders impact dairy farmers' profitability, and dairy farmers deserve a seat at the table. They deserve that transparency, and I think together, farmers and the industry can work to improve how milk pricing works in the United States.
Michael Clements, Washington.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you to answer some questions from some of you about what happens to livestock that has to be euthanized because of the situation we're going through. We'll talk about it after this message. If you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. And Flora makes it easy to join the Green Rush. Simply call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre, but call now, 989-303-8178. Or check out flura.com. That's FLURA.com. Well, earlier this year, when the situation was not able to get the birds and the animals to the processing plants across the country, farmers had to dump milk because there was no market for it. They had to kill crops because there was no market for it. They took quite a bit of criticism for it, but there were questions that I received, like, if farmers have to kill livestock because there are no markets, do they get paid? Well, a recent answer from Iowa, with the announcement from the Department of Agriculture in Iowa that Iowa egg producers who euthanized hens as a result of the plummeting demand caused by the coronavirus will be eligible for government payments to cover disposal costs. That from a state agency in Iowa. The Iowa Disposal Assistance Program has been paying pork producers $40 for each market-ready hog they have been forced to euthanize as a result of supply chain disruptions. Thousands of hogs were killed statewide as processing plants slowed production in April and May because of the COVID-19 outbreaks. And last week, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship said the program would be extended for another round of funding and expanded to benefit egg producers. The department said 70% of Iowa egg-laying hen flocks produced for the liquid egg market, which serves restaurants and schools, but demand plummeted as a result of closures that began in March. And the price of liquid eggs dropped by 68%. Producers responded by reducing the size of their flocks. So egg producers will be eligible for 25 cents for each hen that they euthanized and disposed of between April 1st and July 20. That means they will get reimbursed for what they lost because they had no market for what they were producing. And it was costly to euthanize, but at least they'll get reimbursed slightly. And pork producers will be eligible for payments for hogs and pigs disposed of through July 20. Many plants are investing a lot of money to make their plants safer for the workers who have to do that hard work in the packing plants. And this program in Iowa will help to cover some of the costs of euthanizing and disposing of a lot of hog carcasses or eggs, egg producers. So glad to see that at least there will be some payment there for animals and crops they weren't able to sell. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
The tough new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups are in stock at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a 2500 HD two-door work truck. It's four-wheel drive, 2500 HD LTZ, and 2500 HD High Country Edition. It's the Duramax Z71 package at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Landowners and beekeepers working together can bring back our bees. A CRP program offers a strategy for nesting and bee habitat on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing.
Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
It's no secret that farmers work their tails off. Heck, you're probably working right now. So here's a little work-related advice from Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. It even extends the life of your injectors and injector pumps. Typical number two diesel? That's for hobby farmers. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
We've seen a drastic decline in bee populations over the past two decades. Causes include pesticide exposure, lack of suitable habitat for nesting and foraging, and parasites and pathogens. The Conservation Reserve Program has an initiative called CP42 that can help establish more nesting and forage habitat for bees. It encourages the planting of wildflowers and legumes with an emphasis on native species and plants that flower throughout the growing season. Iowa State University Extension entomologist Randall Cass says this can be planted as a large swath of prairie or in smaller patches adjacent to farmland, such as prairie strips. ISU research has shown more diversity and abundance of native bee species at prairie sites than at agricultural sites.
Other research shows that hives, when they are taken from an area where it's mostly agricultural production around them and moved to a site where there's prairie present, they have higher mass at the end of the season, so they have more food stores, more nectar stored, more pollen stored, and that's important going into the winter.
The hives don't have to be owned and tended by the landowner. Cass says the challenge is connecting those landowners with beekeepers.
The easiest way is to go online and find their nearest beekeepers association or beekeeping organization. Whenever landowners inquire about ways to get bees on their land, I usually try to connect them with their nearest local beekeeping association in order to see if there's anyone that's interested in putting bees at their site.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about raising bees through the CRP program at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Hello and good Thursday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Passing through the lunch hour now, we are still seeing more of the same. It's been a mixed day today throughout the ag commodities as today's round of trading again slightly higher to mixed through the grains, including September corn still up a half a cent at 316 and a quarter. December's up 3/4 at 326 and 3/4. The wheat complex today, including Chicago, spring, Kansas City wheat, all three of them slightly lower. Kansas City wheat for the month of September drops 4.5 to 441 and a quarter. December down to 451 and 3/4. That's a drop of 4 and a quarter cents today. August soybeans still down a nickel at 886 and a half. Beyond that, lower as well, including September beans down 2 3/4 to 881 and 3/4. Soybean meal back slightly higher. August up 20 to 287.10. And soy oil slightly higher as well, with August up 17 points at 29.84. Cotton, though, is still a bit lower. Weaker trading for October. Cotton down 50 points at 60.53. A look through the livestock still sees mixed numbers today. As we'll look through the feeder cattle, some strength for August, still up 60 cents at 142.60. September's up 90 to 143.47. Mixed for the live cattle, especially August live cattle, still unchanged at 101.45. October is up 15 at 106.20, and then mixed numbers beyond that, with a mix of higher and lower numbers and lean hogs. Nothing but the red numbers as August lean hogs down 47 cents at 52.60. Energy markets today, again, nothing but red numbers. Crude oil down 141 to 39.85 a barrel. Unleaded gas loses 3 cents, sitting at 121 a gallon. Heating oil down a nickel to 120, and natural gas is down 7 to 185. A look through the metals sees September silver down 115 to 2316 an ounce. August gold's down $20 to 1933.50, and the dollar index still slightly lower. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information and all market updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is out to make your summer a whole lot better during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Get up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering you up to $1,500 in trade-in assistance. Get $1,500 more. Plus, during the Midwest Kia summer sales event, we want to buy your car. We'll buy your car. It's Midwest Kia's summer sales event going on now with up to $8,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got better at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and approved credits. Not all customers qualify. Trade must be year 2000 or newer. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima, Solo, and Stinger. New KMF for 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540. MSRP 32805.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY. Marysville.